Fridays between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone. Cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these short scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. For these murderous conservatives with corporate ties, deny knowledge of the truth, ignoring the poor. They just human ammunition for these capital wars. Just
Hello,
human
man.
Ammunition
Welcome.
And collateral deep. That's why millions of us holler rising up in the street. And when
Radio.
You see me, understand I'm representing a voice.
I'm your host and founder of the Lone Lantern Society, Gary French. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the Republic Broadcast Network. We're out here in Chicago, but we're coming through republicbroadcasting.org. So if you have any difficulties getting connected, head on over to republicbroadcasting.org, click the Listen Live link, and you will be listening to the show. A couple things to let you know about, then reminders that our new site has gone live. You can check it out at lonelantern.org. You can also plug into the forums by clicking on the forums link on the left-hand side of the page. Also, hey, check into our chat room, lonelantern.org/chat.html. Chat room is up and running, and people are in there. Duff and Rita, Sam is that, Mike. Hello, guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Who's is that John and Sean?
I'm right here, Gary.
This is Sean right here.
We're going to come to you guys in just a minute. I wanted to give you an introduction to who you guys are. Just a reminder, everyone out there, you know, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here for you to follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. And that is exactly who we have on our show tonight. We have true leaders among the people. Tonight we have members of 9/11 Truth Albany. We've got John Gustafson, Sean Muniz, and Mike Metzger. Only three of the students in the 9/11 Truth Movement who are breaking new ground, setting the standard for college and university truth groups to follow. I've spoken with these men. I've given them some advice in the past, but they're growing with leaps and bounds, a true example to be followed. We're going to come back on the other side of this break with John, Sean, and Mike from 9/11 Truth Albany. So stay tuned. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Some groundbreaking things taking place on the universities today. We'll see you on the flip side.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi, founder of the Lone Lantern Society of America. This is Lone Lantern Radio. So, hey, head over to the chat room, lonelantern.org/chat. We're giving away a free download tonight. So all of our guests that want to stop by the chat room, I'm about to post a link to the Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters. It is a must-watch for any American. I'm about to click send over right now, so there we are. Please download that film, watch it. Really good information in there. Also, get over to republicbroadcasting.org, sign the petition to get RBN on Sirius Satellite Radio. We need to spread the message of RBN to all corners of this great world that we live in, especially within the borders of the United States of America. Now, like I said, we have some great guests on tonight. The gentleman from UAlbany911Truth.org. These guys are a true example to be followed in the movement. Now, one of the gentlemen on the show tonight, John Gustafson, he flew out to Chicago. He participated in our 5,000 DVD handout. We called it Operation Truth Storm. It took place October 1st, 2006. We passed out 5,000 copies of Loose Change. We could not have done it without Dylan, Jason, and Corey sending them out to us. And one of our supporters, Frank, actually paid for John's airfare and expenses so he could get out to participate.
Just an example of how people are reaching out in this movement and supporting individuals that want to do something. And John is definitely one of those people. When John came back to Albany with his newfound hope, you know, he'd met all these people in Chicago that really cared, and he reached out to people there in Albany. And he found Sean and Mike and others in Albany campus, and who are already starting a 9/11 Truth Group. Now, you know, their determination and their leadership is a shining example, as I've said. And, you know, last night they went before the university board and they requested funding for their group. And they're going to explain tonight how they did it and how other college groups across the country can do the same. They're going to also share about what their plans are for their campus group, their goals, some upcoming events, and how you can get plugged into UAlbany 9/11 Truth. So it's my pleasure to have, as the guests on Lone Lantern Radio tonight, John Gustafson, Sean Moonies, and Mike Metzger, founders of UAlbany911Truth.org. Welcome to the show, guys. Are you there?
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. It's great to have you guys on. We're going to take some calls later in the show. If anyone has any questions for you, that number is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. So I know we got John, we've got Sean and Mike, all three of you guys on?
Yep.
All right.
Hi, John. Gary, John's here.
Excellent. It's great to have you guys on. So what was it that inspired you guys to finally take action and form the group?
Well, it was. It's funny you mentioned how John went out to Chicago, because a little bit after that, Sean and I actually went down to the 50-year anniversary of 9/11 down in Manhattan. For the events there hosted by Alex Jones and Immortal Technique and all the other great people who organized it, Dylan, Corey, and Jason as well. We were inspired, really. I personally was inspired by Alex Jones's keynote speech at the rally the night before. He told us, you know, straight to our faces that we were all leaders, and it was very inspirational to get out there and pass out DVDs with the Loose Change kids. And, you know, we went back up to Albany determined to be leaders and really get this thing going off the ground. So,
well, it is so important that we each, you know, realize our leadership qualities and take the reins and become examples for others. And, you know, you guys have definitely done that. So the group essentially came into being right after that, or you guys kind of like just kind of met and then said, well, we're going to form this thing? And
well, Sean and I actually went through the process through the SUNY system, which is not very hard. Basically, all you need is just a few members, maybe four members, to be your e-board, to you know, be your officers. And from there, you write up a constitution. They provide you with a sample of how to do that. So, you know, very going back to our constitutional roots here, it's very cool. And, you know, they give you a couple of days to set up a table in the campus center, you know, promote your ideas, spread the word, put a public face on what you're trying to do. So what we did is, you know, when we set up our table, we were ready. We had pamphlets with information about 9/11. We had free DVDs to hand out. You know, we showed up prepared, and we really made a statement. We had a pretty good turnout to our first meeting. Had about 25 people, including one gentleman from the physics department of our school. He was sharing. I'm sorry.
Was it a professor?
It was not a professor. It was Sean.
He's directed to the chair or something like that, I think. So he's a assistant to the chair of the physics board, and he was completely down for controlled demolition and all the theories behind that. And it was great to have, you know, a member of the faculty there.
You know, that is so important to have the, you know, it's one thing to have students, and you guys are moving forward and reaching out to the students, but then to see the faculty come alive with this truth, it adds to the credibility and to the purpose of what you guys are trying to accomplish. Just to see, hey, the faculty's coming on board, people are waking up. So you've had about 25 people at your first meeting. since then, how would you rate the growth of the Eric group has been?
Well, the growth has been phenomenal. We actually met John at the first meeting we had not met before. So, you know, just right there to start networking with other students on campus who are involved in, you know, really, really being active about this movement and really moving ahead and doing what we had to do to spread the word. So from there, really, we've had a good set about 10 to 15 core members at our meetings every week, adding to the discussion, adding to ideas of what we can do in the future. It all really concluded. Well, in the meantime, we got more tabling gates outside of the campus center, and I couldn't believe how receptive students really were to it. You know, we were sort of worried that, you know, we'd be sort of the bad guys on campus, and we'd have more right wing type of kids trying to start stuff with us and make our lives pretty hard, but it was exactly the opposite. We just had very open-minded people just coming up to the table, asking us questions, and, you know, we were just there to, you know, give all the evidence we had, the best explanations we had, and try to, you know, guide into the facts, giving out pamphlets, information. It really wrapped up last semester with our second general interest meeting where we had about 50 people there. So, within a semester, strong grassroots organizing and promotion and outreach, we were able to make a pretty big statement by the end of the semester.
So basically, you initially started with just a couple guys, and you went before the SUNY board, and you said, hey, we're going to start this group. And they actually helped you. They gave you, you know, kind of an outline on how to write a constitution for your group, encourage you to, you know, put a table out. So the university has been really supportive in just the whole freedom of speech mentality, which this country is one of the tenets this country is founded on. So they were really supportive, huh?
They were very supportive. Of course, within any bureaucracy, you have your waiting periods. There were times we'd get to the next step as far as paperwork goes, and you know they'd be like, all right, come back in a week. You know, we'd get to the next step, they'd be like, come back in another week. So, you know, we had to deal with those things. But, you know, we were just so dedicated, and we had the students behind us. There was really just no denying us, our status as a permanently recognized group on campus. And the other thing about SUNY is all the senators there, all the student association members, must sign a contract of viewpoint neutrality, which is a very cool concept. It means that when funding student groups, when appropriating their budgets, they cannot take into account the group's viewpoint. They have to just look at what the group has done for the campus and the local community and, you know, other things to that effect, you know, student support and student outreach. So when it came down to it, at this budget meeting a few nights ago, there was really no way they could have denied us because, we were organized, and we had the support behind us, really.
So they've been so supportive in every aspect, but what kind of roadblocks have you seen or encountered when you're besides the bureaucracy, when you're out there spreading the truth, what kind of opposition have you encountered that people can learn from in this endeavor for your group?
Well, one thing in particular, at the table, we do have quite a few people trying to ask us, did the Jews do 9/11? Was Israel involved? And, we've had a few people spitting some anti-Semitic remarks at our meetings. We're trying not to go that route. We don't think it's very, productive or, anything like that. That's one thing. But as far as the system itself, I have to say maybe it's just because we've done everything required of us and really we're organized about it and had the student support. other than that, there's really been no roadblocks. So, you know.
Okay, we're going to come back and pick this up on the next side, on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. We got the founders of you, Albany911truth.org, with us tonight. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary French. We'll be back on the flip side.
It does not matter whether the war has actually happened. And since no decisive victory is possible, it does not matter whether the war is going well or badly. All that is needed is that a state of war.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival.
All right, we are back. It's Lone Lantern Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org for your live streaming links. And tonight we've got the founders of UAlbany911truth.org, John Gustafson, Sean Moonies, and Mike Metzger. We're just discussing, the progression of their group and, some of their goals and thoughts for the movement this year. Now, explain the process of how did you know that there was a program that you could actually get funding for your group, and actually participation in your group can get students college credit? I mean, how does this work?
Okay, well, first question was...
Explain the process of getting the funding for your group, and how do you get the process?
There's just a simple process. I mentioned a little bit of it before, having a sample constitution, You know, you get your few tabling dates. They, you know, they weigh that into the equation. And then you can have up to 3 meetings. This is all in the temporary process. You have to have a student senator come to one of your meetings, and then you know, you pretty much fill them out a report. We did that, you know, this goes back to the bureaucratic process I was talking about. It took a few weeks, but we did receive permanent recognition, so we continued to hold weekly meetings each and every week throughout last semester. And, you know, we did a lot of outreach as far as printing pamphlets. We printed out thousands of these pamphlets that were all written by Sean. And we printed out these pamphlets. We also did DVDs. And so when this semester came around, we were eligible for funding now, having, you know, gone through that process and being a fully recognized student group. So, you know, we basically put down all this information into a report. We put down all our sign-in sheets, you know, everyone who was interested, everyone on our email list. We took minutes from all our meetings, minutes from our trip to Boston for the Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. And, you know, we just put this all together into a report, gave a speech before the Student Senate, and, you know, there was really no way they could turn us down. So, you know, despite what other students may think out there about, you know, the process of, you know, getting a student group going, it's not very hard. And I would say especially with the 9/11 Truth Movement, I would say you will have many students out there who you wouldn't even realize just, you know, who are out there who know about 9/11 Truth and, you know, who will come together. And, you know, some of the people we've met through this thing have so many great talents. And when you put all these talents together, you know, and form one cohesive unit, you know, we're really outpacing every other student group on campus, really. So we were actually commended by one of the senators the other night at the meeting. He told us we were the most organized and proactive group out there on campus. So, you know, we're brand new. So,
well, you know, I mean, 9/11 Truth and the message behind it, it's so important because we know what happened that day. We know those towers came down to controlled demolition. We know it was an inside job. And we, you know, some of us end up being like, you know, the unlikely activists. In fact, when I started doing all this a couple of years ago, I never ever considered myself to be an activist. But then when I realized what was going on, I knew that I had to do something. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about this movement. It attracts people from every political spectrum and every walk of life, because, you know, we're all affected by this, by that event, by that day, through the legislation that's been passed and through the war and, you know, the profiteering through the corporations and all this. And we are all affected, and we just need to realize that, wake up other Americans to that truth. And, you know, I commend you guys wholeheartedly for what you're doing, and I just encourage anyone listening to this program to communicate with you guys and to follow the template that you're putting forth for all groups, especially university and campus, college campus groups. You guys are doing such a great job. So, besides some of the funding that your group is receiving from the university, I understand people can also get college credit for participating in your group.
Yeah, Mike. Maybe you better answer that question because you know a little
well,
more.
Well, I was actually would enlighten me about, you know, being able to start a student group and getting into activism on campus. I was actually part of another group known as NYPIRG on campus. You know, it's very basic outreach training and things of that nature. And what they did, what made them so successful, is they had an internship program through the Community and Public Service, Nancy Mackhold's Community and Public Service Program, where they offer 2 to 3 credits for volunteer service through various organizations on campus and in the local community. So, you know, we decided to utilize this. Our media coordinator, Noah, actually, you know, went out and did us a big favor and talked it out with Nancy. And here we are. We're a registered organization in her program. We're probably one of a few student groups who have that status. And, yeah, I'm just very excited that now we can offer academic credit to help in this movement and help in getting the word out there that 9/11 was an inside job. So
that's beautiful. And I want to continue this conversation. We'll be back on the flip side. The founders of You All the 9/11 Truth. This is Lent Radio. See you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention, because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi, and tonight we have the founders of UAlbany911Truth.org. We have John Gustafson on the line, Sean Mooney's, and Mike Metzger. We were talking about how by taking part in their campus group, you can actually get college credit to go towards your whatever your major is, I suppose. Can you go on and explain further how this system works, and how people do you think this is something that could be duplicated in other universities across the country? Is this unique to Albany? Talk to me.
Uh, I, I think this is probably a widespread campaign through many campuses, some type of community service or public, you know, public program like that. And at the very least, you'd have professors who could give side internships. That would probably be a little more difficult to, you know, find a professor and you know, try to get a professor to put his name on that. You know, we've all seen what happened to Stephen Jones and you know, things of that nature. But, you know, I would recommend to anyone on the campus that has some type of community and public service program, you know, try to get a 9/11 student group that is somewhat legitimized through your campus, through their student association or student government. I would definitely suggest that you throw it out there and you know, we'd be happy to vouch for anyone and serve as that example. You know, we're taking this thing seriously. And as part of our internship, basically all that's required is there's a 2-credit internship for 60 hours of service and a 3-credit internship for 100 hours of service. Service includes coming to our meetings. We're gonna do a weekly office hours session on Thursdays, which is also going to include a little workshop on you know, training methods. This includes like public speaking, which will be the first this coming Thursday. You know, we're also going to go over outreach techniques, all kinds of promotion, things of that nature, networking. You know, because we've been given, you know, all these great people with great talents have come to us. And, you know, I find myself in this unique position of really wanting to, you know, accentuate the positive qualities of everyone and have us all working together as you know, the most efficient machine possible. So, yeah, it basically just involves service, service hours. This will include when we go to rallies in the area, in the local Northeast, and, you know, anywhere else. We're hoping to get a bus trip going down to the Pentagon, but I guess we'll get to our upcoming events in a little bit.
But, so you're telling me that by merely going to the meetings and participating, I mean, this is fascinating, and even going to rallies, you're going to get – that's going to go towards, you know, how many hours you're participating, and then in turn it's going to go towards actual credit.
Yes.
Am I right?
Without a doubt.
Wow. That is just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So you mentioned events. What kind of events have you thrown in the past? What are you planning on throwing in the future?
Well, in the past, you know, last semester, it was, you know, just starting up, trying to you know, mobilize any members of the campus community who already knew the truth about 9/11 through just some basic meetings, you know, more bigger general interest meetings where we serve free pizza to try to get the more casual observer in. But this semester, we're really booked up, and we're just always adding events and always thinking of new things to do, which leads us to tomorrow, actually. This is called the Social Action Conference, and it's being organized by two very very active people in the UAlbany community, and they're members of Students for a Democratic Society over there, and they've formed this event where it's basically going to be you know, presented by many student groups in a big coalition. This includes Students for a Democratic Society, like I said, Students for Workers' Rights, Campus Greens, Young Socialists, NYPIRG, 9/11 Truth, of course, and several other anti-war and peace groups and independent media groups throughout the local community. So it's going to be a big event tomorrow at the UAlbany campus. It's going to be free and open to the public. There will be free food served, and there's going to be a lot of great workshops, discussion panels, and guest speakers, including Howie Hawkins, who ran against Hillary Clinton for the Senate seat under the Green Party this past November. He is, as a Green, an anti-war candidate, obviously, and he also had a new investigation for 9/11 platform as well. So we're looking forward to talking to him and meeting him. So
this is taking place tomorrow on campus. Where exactly on campus could people go to participate?
This is going to be right in the campus center. You should be able to see the signs. It'll be on the second floor of the campus center, you know, the right side of the building. Just, I would say, follow the crowd at around 11. And at 12:30, our workshop goes on, the 9/11 Truth UAlbany workshop. And we're doing something very unique, very cool. I'm going to pass that over to Sean now. Sean's going to explain our event tomorrow.
Sean, what's going on?
So pretty much we're just going to be showing a short documentary, which we're putting together ourselves, which is basically on the history and the economic reasons that 9/11 was an inside job. So basically, we're going to go into the war games, the warnings, all these things that, have a wealth of historical evidence behind it. The ISI connection, the money trail, the insider trading that went on the morning of 9/11. We'll be covering all these things in this short 30 to 40-minute documentary. And we're just going to try to prove our case to all these progressive groups on campus and yeah, try to get them over onto our side and to see our argument and see how 9/11 is the key issue, which we need to talk about, which we need to resolve.
So basically, you actually produced your own documentary, 30 to 40-minute documentary, that you're going to be presenting to all these truth, all these not just truth groups, but all these groups tomorrow. So you actually have a documentary film team, cameras, editing equipment.
Yeah, we have a whole team which deals with that the production side of that. We have a media coordinator and a webmaster. We have a newsletter as well, which is coming out. We have an editor-in-chief for that. We have all these people that have just come to us and have expressed interest in doing something for the cause. They want to do something, but they don't know how, and we give them a venue to do that.
So people are coming to you. I mean, and they say, "Oh, I've got this talent. I can. This is how I can contribute." So you
exactly.
Have individuals that have stepped up, said, "I want to run the newsletter. I want to run the documentary crew. You know, I want to run the media campaign. I want to run the website." And all this just kind of came about because you guys stood up and said, "We're going to do something. We're going to form this group." You know, like I always refer back to that film. You know, if you build it, they will come, and that's exactly what seems to be happening on your campus.
Exactly.
And
yeah, so, this isn't a baseball field. This is this is a real movement that's growing every day, and you know, I'm very proud. We're all very proud to be a part of it. So
you've linked up with some other groups, and you have a documentary team. So when do you have your meetings? When and where are they?
Well, the regular meetings, which are on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in Campus Center Room 367. And there we'll get updates from all the project leaders on the status of their projects. We'll talk about upcoming events, talk about anything that anybody's seen in the media or on campus, and discuss other outreach programs we can do to get more members. But this coming Tuesday, we have our big general interest meeting, which is going to have free pizza once again, but we're also getting the loose change kids to come down. And it's going to be a pretty big event. We hope to get a good crowd there.
So you're having a general interest meeting on a Tuesday, but then you have like your more your traditional meetings are Thursday, right?
No, they're also on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So next week's a special big general interest meeting. Yeah.
Okay. So that's more like just kind of open up the doors for everybody and feed them.
Yeah, trying to get some new recruits for the cause instead of just mobilizing the people that already know the truth.
So if somebody wanted to help you guys out, maybe financially, is there a way that people can do that? Is there a way people can support you guys in your efforts?
Well, on campus, we are beginning fundraising efforts. Thanks again to our media coordinator, Noah. He just hooked us up with 100% American Union-made T-shirts, 9/11 Truth UAlbany T-shirts, which we will begin selling at about $10 a piece. We're going to start selling them tomorrow at the Social Action Conference, and I'm sure there'll be more at the meeting on Tuesday. That's so much as far as local contributions. We haven't really everything's really been coming out of our pockets. Just, you know, we have some dedicated members, John, Sean, and I, and Noah, Jimmy Joyce. We've all just pretty much put any extra money aside. You know, we all work extra jobs. We all work, you know, jobs on the side in addition to going to school and in addition to, you know, forming this group. And we just put any extra money aside to help this cause further. So I think that's also a reason we've been so successful, because you have so many other groups on campus and they're just not willing to put their own money into it. You know, they wait for the the student association to decide their fate as far as a budget appropriation. You know, we merely see the budget appropriation as, you know, further legitimization of our group and, you know, maybe a little extra funding on the side. But
so what's the website that you guys have set up right now? I mean, what's your web presence? You got, I know you got a website, you got a MySpace. What can you announce those to the people listening?
Well, our main website is 911truthualbany.org. We've got complete timelines up there with articles to back it up, websites and documents to back up everything on the timelines. We also have some videos from you know, rallies we've attended in New York City and Boston. Pictures as well. It's growing every day. 911truthualbany.org.
911truthualbany.org. 911truthualbany.org. And you have a MySpace as well?
Yep, MySpace, Facebook, just trying to utilize all those social networking tools the kids love these days. But, yeah, you know, all these things help when it comes down to it. We just, you know, we are accomplishing great things. And we just want to spread that message out there because, you know, we know the corporate media is not going to do that. We know that, you know, what's his name, Anderson Cooper isn't going to go on CNN and talk about this stuff. You know, there were 2,000 people down on Ground Zero this past 9/11 to wearing Investigate 9/11 T-shirts, you know, standing in front of Ground Zero, all mobilized, chanting 9/11 was an inside job, and I didn't see one thing on the news about that. So really, what we have to do is do everything we can and then promote this every way we can through the local media, through the independent media. So we're just trying to do that. We're going to utilize the web and the local media the best ways we can.
You know, I ran a workshop at the 9/11 Truth Conference back in June, last June. And, you know, becoming the media is so important to getting the message out because, like you just said, the corporate-controlled media is not going to present the truth, and they haven't thus far. I mean, you see little snippets come out now and again, but they kind of get lost, you know. So, you know, with your documentary production team, utilizing Google, utilizing YouTube, utilizing the web, it really is our last bastion of free speech to get our message out. And you know, it's so encouraging to see that you guys are taking all the steps and using all the tools at your disposal to get the message out and to become the media to circumvent the corporate controlled fascists, you know, that are, you know, running these media conglomerates.
Possible due to the great people we've met on campus who've offered all their talent, any talent they've had. You know, it's all due to our dedicated members, and I just, you know, like to thank them all right now if they're out there listening in internet land.
What kind of materials do you need to function effectively as a group? I mean, I'm talking raw materials. I'm talking, you know, DVDs and papers. And, you know, what kind of things do you need to function as a group to make it effective?
Well, a computer is definitely a start. That's basically where you can do all your research on this kind of thing. We are actually going to start offering our pamphlets sooner or later. We're working on that right now through our website. So, you know, other student groups can simply, you know, sometime in the future, take pamphlets right off of our website. And, you know, so our website, we're hoping to turn that into a great resource for other students out there who want to start a student group. And, you know, you just really need people dedicated to put the hours in and do the research, write up pamphlets and, you know, spread the word, really. Get out there and network through the internet, through the local community. It's really just comes down to hard work and dedication. But, you know, having a few extra bucks to, you know, throw out like a Kinko's or something to make copies is good as well. And, you know, just having dedicated volunteers out there at the campus center to hand out pamphlets and just chant 9/11 was an inside job and ask people if they know that the government's lying to them about 9/11. The government's taking away their freedom of speech, their Bill of Rights, and their Constitution. You know, we're doing all these things, and again, it's thanks to our dedicated volunteers.
You know, another thing that students can do out there if they are in groups or are on a campus and they're aware of the truth is they can take DVD copies and pamphlets and bring them to their trusted professors, because by establishing and planting seeds in the academic group, in the older group, and then they see us on campus exercising what we believe is the truth, and they look at those documentaries and that information, they further spread that. I had two professors I given Freedom to Fascism to and Loose Change, and they said they were holding screenings with fellow friends and other professors. So even though they haven't quite come out in the open yet about having this information or believing it, at the very least, they're still seeing, we're still metaphorically watering that seed, and then when the time's right, hopefully they'll sprout. So that's another thing, is just getting in with the academics and your trusted professors.
So you're saying you've given out these films to people, and then, you know, they may not be going public with their information, but they're behind closed doors, they're showing these films to their colleagues.
Absolutely.
And there is an underground buzz of this truth that's just spilling out, but it's so controversial, some of these things, that they're not ready to go public, but they're still doing something behind the scenes. I think that's fascinating. I think that's just a beautiful thing you guys are doing. And you know what? That's a microcosm of really what I believe is happening across this country. You know, millions and millions of people have seen Loose Change, and millions of people have seen Freedom of Fascism, Aaron Russo's film. You know, and there is a tidal wave, a groundswell of truth that is just overtaking this nation. And if you don't get plugged in and get involved, you are going to be left behind. So we're going to come back on the flip side with the U Albany 9/11 Truth Team. You listen to Lone Lantern Radio. See you on the flip side.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi, and tonight we've got the founders of UAlbany 9/11 Truth. And these guys are setting the shining example for all the university students across this country to just, you know, go through the proper channels at your university and get become a group that the university recognizes. You can actually get funding, you can get college credits just for participating in the group while you are spreading the message of 9/11 Truth on your campus and getting people plugged in. This is the new thing to do, my friends. And if you don't partake in it, what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there and just watch your television and your sports and just be entertained like a little monkey in a cage, you know, people throwing peanuts at you. I mean, no, that's not what it's about to be an American. You know, it's not, being an American is not a spectator sport. Okay, yeah, if you want your freedoms, you have to stand up and harness them and reach out and you need to function as an American by just standing up for your rights. Simply, if you don't stand up for them, then they're just going to be taken from you, and that's what's happening. And these guys in Albany are just—they're stepping up to the plate, and they are just doing what needs to be done in the Truth Movement. And I just commend you guys. This is the tail end of the show, and do you guys have any closing statements for the people listening?
Well, yeah, I would just like to. Just Wikipedia the Supreme Court landmark case that actually ensures this idea of viewpoint neutrality. So to any students out there who are running into problems, with their student governments and denying them funding or denying them the ability to start a group, I would advise you to Wikipedia the student activity fee. It'll talk about a Supreme Court landmark case known as Board of Regents versus Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin versus Scott Southworth. And in that case, this is a landmark Supreme Court case that sets the precedent where a student association or a student senate must appropriate budgets without holding the group's viewpoint in mind. So, we hear stories all the time, deal with transfer students and new students to Albany telling us that at their old schools they weren't allowed to get anything printed in their newspaper, or they weren't allowed to screen loose change, for example. And we just want to let college students know out there that there is no reason for that, and they have a Supreme Court landmark case to back that up. So please check it out, research it, and get to know it and use it at your campus.
How can people out there get a hold of you?
Well,
email addresses. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys for to network?
Well, you can go onto our website and email us through that, and that'll send an email to me, so you can get a hold of me that way.
Okay, and what's the website again?
It's 911truthualbany.org.
911truthualbany.org. And there's a section there where you can actually send an email from the site.
It says email. Okay, it's one of the bars on the top. Yeah.
Okay, and then it'll go right to Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd also advise everyone to MySpace and Facebook, to use those new social and networking sites, too. That's a great way to network as well, so.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, folks. This is the U-9-11 Truth, UAlbany group, setting precedence. And remember this, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here to make you follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. As a friend of mine said when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. See you next week, folks. Lone Lantern Radio.
Thanks, Gary.